Okay, I want to share with you today some short ideas on the Shiva Dinechemta. Okay, we're now the next couple of weeks, now that Tisha B'Av has passed, we are in a state of the Mechabel Nechama. Okay, it's like Rachman Litzlan, where we're sitting Shiva for the Beis HaMikdash, so it's no longer Megeder Meisa and Mutul Lefanov. That is what Tisha B'Av is about. Meisa and Mutul Lefanov. And after Tisha B'Av, really starting from Chatzos, a time when we are still mourning. Av Chodesh Av is not over, but at least we are in a frame of mind where we can attempt to receive Nechama. Now there are seven, Chazal have given us, part of the process of Nechama, seven Haftoros. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct. Is that the correct plural for Haftorah? Haftoros. Seven Haftoros to give us Nechama. And the Farshim point out, okay, I'm jumping around here. They point out that the seven haftoros of the Shiva Nechamta in one respect are more chashuv than the haftoros of the rest of the year. Because the rest of the year, it's not etched in stone what you need to read on that Shabbos. You can read whatever you want. Just select a section from the Nevi'im which relates to the theme of the Parsha. And of course, if it's Rosh Chodesh, if it's Chanukah, if it's Dal Parshios. But generally, the Tzibur is given leeway. They're given the power to select something that relates to the Haftarah. Today already it's been established, it's been etched in stone. Today you're not going to get away with it, relating something different. But technically speaking, going back to the sources, there is room to be creative in what you want to lay on the weeks of the Parashios HaShavua. But that's not so with regard to the Shiva D'Nechemta. Shiva D'Nechemta, Chazal were very specific. Now, where is the exact source? I do not know, but it must go back to the time of the Gaonim, at least, and there are very specific Haftoros, and not only are they very specific, the order is very precise. In other words, since these sections that are taken from Yeshaya all deal with Nechama, one can argue, listen, there are 7 weeks of Nechama, like they are corresponding to the 7 days of sitting Shiva, of mourning for an Avel, 7 weeks. So each are days of comfort. So we'll just pick and choose. And in fact, we'll go through the seven different sections of Nechama in order that they appear in Sefer Yeshaya. The order that we read them is not the order according to the Parakim. We're mishing back and forth. So Chazal, at least going back to the time of the Goyim, maybe even before the time of the Goyim, the Hakpada, it has to be read in a very specific order. And the question is why? So it's a very beautiful word. I've seen this many times, and probably you also have seen this. I just want to review with you. The order is very precise. Now, I just have it in two places, two different places. I just want to make sure I read it correctly. I'm a little bit rushed today to prepare. Let me see if I could find it. Okay, here it is. Okay. The order, the first words of each of the seven Haftaros form a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and the Nevi'im. First Haftarah this week is Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Who is Hashem speaking to? Okay, this we'll discuss in a little more detail in a few moments. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Who is Hashem speaking to? Hashem says, I want you to give comfort to my nation. Who? Who's supposed to give the comfort? Who? Yourself, among yourselves, each mourner should speak to his fellow mourner? No. Hashem is addressing the Nevi'im. Hashem is speaking to Yeshaya. Hashem is speaking to other Nevi'im that lived in this generation, some that we know, some that we do not know. You Nevi'im, I'm giving you a mission. Go out to my people and speak to them in my name words of comfort. Now the question is why? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself speak to Klal Yisrael and give comfort? So this we'll see later on. It's because we have a tradition that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a prophet to give good news, the words of good news can never be cancelled. If Hashem sends a Navi to give over words of gloom and doom, of punishment, it can be changed if we do tshuva. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Navi to tell us to do the good news can never be undone. Only if it's done through a Navi in regard to a third party. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself speaks to a person and promises him, I'm giving you a bracha, this good thing is going to happen to you, there's no guarantee. We learn that from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, Shema Yigrim Hachet. When Yaakov Avinu went to meet Esav, his brother Esav, Yaakov was petrified. He was afraid that he may die, he may be killed by his brother, but certainly may be killed. The question all the commentators ask, why? But Hashem gave you a bracha, don't be afraid. There were numerous brachas Baruch Hu gave Yaakov Avinu that you're going to survive. The answer is, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the brachas directly to me, it was not through an intermediary, it was direct. Even if it's a bracha for good, there's no guarantee it will be fulfilled. Shema Yigroim Hachet. When you have the advantage of having a third party, someone mediates, someone in the middle, and that third party brings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu good news, then the principle of Shema Yigroim Hachet does not apply and it's guaranteed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to guarantee that Klal Yisrael will have Nechama. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first sent the message through the Nevi'im, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, it is a guarantee that you will have Nechama. Okay, that's what we do this week, Parshas for Eschanan. Then we come to Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev, it says, the beginning of the Haftarah begins, V'shal B'shem B'shem K'nes Yisrael V'atomer Sion Azovani Hashem.
Would it be a different Haftarah?
Shiva D'Nechemta. Well, when will they Masak in the Haftarah? When will they Masak in the Haftarah? Not, because the Haftarahs were first established, I don't know the answer. When will they have established? They stopped during the Bayis Rishon. It was already established, so the Bayis Rishon, they needed Nechama. So they needed Nechama at that point in time, during time of the Bayis Rishon. There's a general question, did Machlokes the Bavli and Yerushalmi, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? During the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? Machlokes the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. One says they did, because they were missing five things. The Bayis Sheni never reached the Madrega of the Bayis Rishon, so they did fast. Others say they didn't fast. It's not Yitochan, they fasted when they had a Bayis. So that may be this question of when exactly they established that first.
They had a parsha.
I don't know the answer. Let's just focus on the later point in time. So the first haftarah is Hashem says to the Navi, Nachamu, Nachamu Ani. So the prophets go out in the week of following Parshas Shabbos Nachmu, and they attempt to give Nechama. And then the next week, they report back. It's a conversation. The first words are, Vatoimer Tzion Azovani Hashem. Hashem has abandoned us. In other words, Klal Yisrael says, we don't accept your Nechama. What, you're coming to give us comfort? We were beyond. It's not possible. That we're so bitter. We're so far gone that we don't accept your Nechama. So the second week is the response of Klal Yisrael to the attempt of the Nevi'im to give Nechama. What happens the third week? The third week, V'shabash ne'omer aniyah so klaymar, aniyah sayara klaymar, choyzim ha'nevi'im lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is where the Nevi'im return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, like we learned today in Eiv, they report back on their mission. And they report back, we have failed in our mission. Aniyah sayara, that's the haftarah of Parashas Re'eh, they report back, lo nuchama. The Jewish people, they're like an afflicted, storm-tossed people. And they, lo nuchama, they refuse to accept our comfort. So already three parts of the conversation. Go give comfort. Klal Yisrael the second week says, we don't accept it. The prophets report back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Jewish people refuse to accept. Okay, then we go to the fourth week. Fourth week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go again. I'll give them the Nechama. I see you, my prophets, you're not up to task. You failed in your mission. So you know what? I'll do it myself. Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem. I myself will give you comfort. Okay, that's the fourth week. And then the fifth week, what's the fifth week? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, Hashem proceeds. Hashem proceeds to give Nechama. Kumi Oiri Kiva Oirech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says,
Rani Akara Lo Yolada.
Okay, Rani Akara, Ani. Ani ba'at sim minachim eshem lefichach es at kine sani rani akara Shabbos chayin that, and that haftarah refers to rani akara akara, you shall cry forth in sounds of joy. Hashem is the speaker. Hashem is the speaker. Kum v'kumi oiri, and then rise up. Okay, that's the haftarah of, that's kiseitze, right? That's kiseitze.
Kiseitze is rani akara, and the other one is
rani akara.
Rani akara, and the other one is.
And then comes the sixth week.
It's the same one for Noach.
Right, the same one for Noach. Right?
So is that held in the same esteem?
I don't know. It also happens to mention
Noach in the haftarah.
Okay, let's go for Rani akara b'Shabbos Chamishi. Kumi oiri is Shai is the sixth week. I'm sorry. Kumi oiri is Kisava. Right. So Hashem gives comfort twice. The reason why Hashem gives comfort twice is because Nachamu, Nachamu. It has to be double. Okay, it has to be double. Remember, how did we start? Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. All of these expressions are double. Give a double dose of comfort. When the Nevi'im failed to give a double dose of comfort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll do it myself. No, thank you. You're not up to task. I'll take care of it myself. Hashem gives double the comfort. What's double the comfort? Is Rani Akara and Kumi Oiri. Rani Akara is Kiseitze. Kisavo is Kumi Oiri. And then on the last Shabbos, Klal Yishol says, we now feel good. Uh-huh. We have accepted your comfort. They say, Sois Osis means I will now take delight. Indeed, we have accepted your comfort. So this is an absolutely, that's the seventh. So let's review. This is an absolutely fascinating understanding of the sequence of the seven Shiva de Nechemta. They're in a very precise order, even though in the Chumash, in the Sefer, they all come from Yeshaya. They all come from the prophet Yeshaya. And it's not in order. You would expect you should follow the parakim, right? Go in order. Go in the proper order. We're not going in order. The reason why is because there's a conversation. The conversation begins with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking the Nevi'im to do the job, and this is to our advantage, because if a Navi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message to a Navi that is for good, it is a guarantee that it will be fulfilled. So Hashem, by design, did not want to do the job on his own, because if he would do it on his own, then there would be a possibility for it to be retracted, because Shema Yigroim Hachet, but when it's sent through a Navi, then it's not going to be retracted, that it's for good. Hashem says to Nevi'im, you should go send the message to Klal Yisrael. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. They refuse to accept it in week number two by saying, V'atoymer tzion azovani Hashem, we reject it. So then the third week, the Nevi'im go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Ani asoira lo nuchama. The Jewish people refuse to accept our comfort. The fourth week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Anochi anachemchem, I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself. And Hashem, indeed, the next 2 weeks does it himself to fulfill Nachmu, Nachmu, with Rani Akara and Kumi Oiri. And then week number seven, Klal Yisrael says, we now feel good. We have now been healed. Sois Osis. We now, the burden has been taken away. It's a beautiful mahalach in the in the Torah.
Noah,
now there's a, what?
Noah Akash is an abbreviation.
No.
Noah Akash. It's an abbreviation.
Oh, that's an abbreviation. Okay, that's not...
Five and six.
Five and six, yeah, well, technically speaking, okay, in a Hanami. So, alright, okay, it's a good kasha. Because they're really the two different expressions of Rani Akara Kumi Oiri. Okay, there are two. Now, there is not the only approach. Now, the other approach, I don't have a full grasp, but it's based on various midrashim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Nachmu Nachmu Ami. He was addressing Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. Okay, there's another approach. It's a psitta. I don't have the psitta in Sadi's, and it doesn't explain it. I don't have a chance to go find all the sources. But it appears that there are 7 weeks corresponding to also a conversation. Hashem says to who? Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. the Avos, Moshe, like the Ushpizin, get to work. So the first one that goes is Avraham. You have to find Ramazim in the Haftarah to exactly see where in Eker refers to Avraham. Avraham tries to go, and Klal Yisrael rejects. Avraham, we don't want to hear from you. You weren't there for us, we need you, and therefore we're not going to accept comfort. The next week, that's ready too. Next week is Yitzhak. Also, it doesn't work. Why? I think the marriage says because Yitzhak, who is your son Yitzhak? Esav. You're giving us comfort? You should have controlled your own son. Your own son is the one that destroyed Rome, Edom. So you know, we're not, I guess Avram, you could say it's Yishma, right? They say, we don't want to accept comfort. Okay, then it comes Yaakov. Yaakov, he's, this is very strange, it says, Ein zekim beselokim. When Yaakov, he had a dream, he put down the stone, he said, Ein zekim beselokim. The Medrash says, don't read it as Ein zekim, means Ein zeh. Don't read it as like a question, but as a statement. Yaakov said, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Ein zeh kim Beis Elokim. There is no longer a place that is called King Beis Elokim. Yaakov Avinu already predicted the Churban with these words that were not phrased in the perfect way. You should have been more careful with the words. Al tiftach pel satan. Okay, what that means exactly. Okay, so that's again Nachmu, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're out. Moshe. Hashem then says that's the after you get me. There are hints in the Haftarah, in each Haftarah that allude to all of these Ishaya Tanakh. Moshe is week number 5, and Moshe also, I don't know the details, did not work. And then week 6 and week 7 is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it myself, I will do it myself. Four is Yaakov. First is Nachmu, the instruction. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe. And then I think the last two is Hashem says, I'll do it myself. And the last one is Klal Yisrael has, Hashem does it. And the last week is Sois Osis, Klal Yisrael says, we accept the Macham of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, again, it's a conversation. Yeah. It's a conversation. It's not haphazard. And that's why there's a very strong hakpada to read the 7 haftaros in a very precise order. Okay, and one, another interesting thing is there's a very interesting I came across in a different sefer called Shari Nechama. It's a beautiful sefer. We went to the sefer on Piaz Tezner. He has a lot of svarim. We used some of the svarim for Pesach. I have a sefer for the Beit HaMetzarim. And he has a number of chapters. One that really caught my attention is this thing which comes from the Sefer Binyan, about Binyan Shlomo. I don't know who this is. He quotes this holy source, the Binyan Shlomo, and he picks up on a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that yesterday was the Churban. Okay, we commemorate the Churban on Tesva'af. How long does it take for news to spread? Okay, I saw yesterday one of the videos of the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. They put out videos every year trying to inspire people not to speak Lashon Hara. So they have different programs they have over here on the wall. They have the advertisement playing in the shul. So in between the segments, in between the speakers, Rabbi Krohn and Rabbi Leaf and Rabbi Rayetti, they have these little clips, these little cute clips. So they have this amazing clip. It's Kedai to see the whole thing just for this clip. Shlomo HaKohen? Where is it? Vilna.
1828-1905.
After the Gra.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just going off the top, but it's very, very interesting. They had this clip. This is like a 5-minute clip. You probably get online now. Once Israel is over, they probably make it easy, accessible to get their stuff online. But the clip is they showed how the power of email and Facebook and Twitter was all about the butcher shop. You saw it?
Yeah.
It was amazing how a person was in the butcher shop. He went to the butcher shop. Poor man, a Rebbe, he's in Milan. He's a 4th grade Rebbe. He goes into the butcher shop. It was done very well. You have to see it online to really appreciate the koyach. He goes to the butcher shop to buy. And he buys meat worth $100, expensive meat worth $150, $140. And there's someone there, and there's a poor man. He's a Melamed. He's a Rebbe. Where does he have $140 to buy a delicacy for his family? So someone there is in the butcher shop and is watching this, and he sends a text. He sends a text, I can't believe this. I'm here in the butcher shop, and Rabbi so-and-so. bus has $150 to buy tongue, or whoever is buying some delicacy. The truth was, he was buying this for Shevrach. It wasn't for him, it was for someone else. It was totally. He sends this text. And then they show the whole process. They send the text to one person. That one person forwards to someone else. It's fascinating how they did this. And the emails, Facebook, Twitter, text, all the emails back and forth. And they show all of this happening, spreading as this Rebbe leaves the butcher shop and walks home, makes a delivery to drop off the meat at a Sheva Brachas. Maybe it wasn't even his money. He was laying out the money with someone else's money. And then he walks home to his wife. And all during this process, they show that 400 people, 400 people in 7 continents already are talking about this Rebbe, this poor Rebbe, who, where does he get money? And it must be he's involved in some shady business. And maybe we should take our children out of the yeshiva. We should tell them alame. We should be mashadich with him and all of his children. Within 25 minutes, 400 people. It's not a true story, but it illustrates within one text. Within 25 minutes, 400 people all over the world already talking about him, and he already got back to his wife. And when he walks into his wife says, you know, people are saying masterful things about us.
Yeah.
The koyach, the theme was that they both said this on their own. It was amazing, they were both mechaven. It's amazing, Rabbi Krohn and Rav Solomon on their own were mechaven that... What would the Chofetz Chaim say today about the koyach of Lashon Hara on the internet? How what you can do today on the internet, in a matter of minutes, you can spread Lashon Hara to millions of people. This wasn't possible in the lifetime of the Chofetz Chaim. What can you possibly do already? You can say Lashon Hara, how fast can Lashon Hara travel? Okay, it could travel, but how can... What would the Chofetz Chaim say today? Within minutes, you could spread Lashon Hara across the entire world to millions of people. It's. They both said, I don't know what the Chofetz Chaim would have said. Rav Solomon, he said this on his own. And Rabbi Krohn, he said this on his own. Did he catch you? They both said it exactly on their own. And it was just amazing, almost word for word, when they were speaking about Lashon Hara. Okay, but the reason why I want to mention that is because there's something very fascinating in Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel, it says that they did not know about the Chum Beis HaMikdash until... Pasuk, Vayhi Shtei Asher until Chodesh Shvat. Shvat. Vayhi Shtei Asher Shana, B'Asiri in the 10th month, B'Chamisha L'Chodesh L'Goloseinu, Bo Elai HaPolit. A messenger, or someone who escaped the Korban, someone who survived, a survivor came to Yerushalayim, to Galus, to Bavel, to Bavel, Lemar, Hukis Sohair. Okay, so the question over here is, what's going on over here? We are over here, it took 5 months. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day of Av. It says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel that it took 5 months from the news to travel from Yerushalayim to Bavel to inform them that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It says Pasuk in Yecheskel. And then when he heard the Beis was destroyed, they went into a deep state of mourning. Okay, the whole sequence of events happens. 5 months, today, we would know in advance. Okay. It's very predictable. Before it happens, you know it already, right? Right? You know to the dot.
Advice today, that we're machma not to eat.
Yes.
Is it here or in Eretz Yisrael?
Here. Every, in the calendar. It's totally in the calendar. No such thing as Eretz Yisrael. Calendar. You got to wait until 102, 101? Okay. I'll keep you here for another hour. Okay, don't worry, I'm almost... So the question is, really? It took 5 months? I remember learning this years ago. Okay, so the answer is... Okay, so the answer is, yeah, it took 5 months. What's the kasha? In ancient times, it took 5 months. And there was a war going on. Okay, there was a war, there was a polit, no one was allowed to escape, there were the Romans, there was control, they controlled the flow of information. Okay, it's not so far-fetched. Okay, in China, every so often they shut down the internet. Okay, in third world countries, they don't even have internet. Okay, in the Hanami, they shut down information, they control the rules. Okay, so what's the big deal? So he brings out the big Nisham and says it's ridiculous. It didn't take 5 months to travel from Yerushalayim to Babel. It took only a few weeks at most. And even though they controlled the roads, this was the big event that was happening. Also, it wasn't a surprise. People knew what was going on. There was a war going on. There was a siege going on. People were very anxious. People knew about it. They must have known about this way in much earlier. A week, 2 weeks, even a day. It's not so far-fetched. What's going on in 5 months? Doesn't make sense. So he says here something very, very disturbing. It's very, very, very interesting what he says. That we all know that Yerushalayim is not, it really should be called Yerushalem. Yerushalayim. Why is it called plural? Why do we add the Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim. That's what it really should be called. The answer is because there's a double Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Shalmaila and Yerushalayim Shalmata. Yerushalayim Shalmata corresponds to Yerushalayim Shalmal. We don't really understand what this means. We're living way after the Churban. It doesn't really have any punch to us that there's a Yerushalayim Shalmal. But Chazal say this over and over, that Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not enter into the Yerushalayim Shalmala until the first Shechin is resting in Yerushalayim Shalmata. And there is a parallel city in the Olam HaEmes. We always say no one ever came back to tell us what's going on there, but we have this Emunah Yerushalayim Shalmala. The B'nai Goyla here, Binyan Shlomo says, knew very early on that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So big deal, it was destroyed. So they were doing renovations. It was anyway time for renovation. So they grazed it, so they knocked it down. How long will it take to build? The Beis HaMikdash, today's standards, wouldn't take more than a couple of hours to put up. I mean, an hour.
Control board.
But the construction, you know, they have these reality shows, right? Where they're able to come into a house. The house. Okay, forget about the unions. I once saw a clip of a reality show where they're able to go. They take out the family to dinner, right. And by the time they come back, they have a new house.
Right.
Okay, it can be done. So they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Romans go away, we'll pour new concrete and we'll build a new Beis HaMikdash. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? So it was destroyed. It'll be rebuilt. They knew the Mikdash was destroyed, and they knew, even though it might. So we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a big deal. Okay, it's a big deal. Korban, death, so on and so forth. We'll go weiter. They knew right away. The polit in the Medrash, Targum, it's not even Medrash, the Targum Yosef and Uziel, who was the polit? The Malach Gavriel. You read the Pesukim, a person who escaped. It was the Malach Gavriel. It was a Malach. He reported to Yechezkel, who was a Navi, it wasn't just the physical Yerushalayim Shalmata that was destroyed. The Yerushalayim Shalmaila was destroyed. That is not something you can know. That's not published on the internet. Okay, that's not in your local news. That is information that only comes from a different set of channels, a different mahalach from the malachim. They were obviously hurt and devastated with the churban, the physical churban. They knew that early on. But Vayovei Hapolid on the fifth day of Shavat and informed them that the Yerushalayim Shalmata is not going to be rebuilt, because I have bad news to tell you. Yerushalayim Shalmaila was destroyed. That's a different story. That's when they went into a very deep, deep mourning, realizing that the Churban is not something temporary. The Churban is going to remain until Bias HaMashiach, until Tam Mashiach. And that is really what we have to take away from Tisha B'Av. It's not that the Yerushalayim Shalmata, Baruch Hashem, we have an Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, this horrible war, to some degree, has calmed down.
So far.
And we have an Eretz Yisrael. The opportunities in Eretz Yisrael are, they never had such opportunities like this since the Beis HaMikdash. But what we're really lacking what we're really lacking is the Yerushalayim Shalmaila. That's really what it's about. And that is something which it takes time. There's a lesson here that it took time for that information to trickle down, to really to hit home with Klal Yisrael. And that's really what we need to rebuild. And he goes on to show that really in Nusach HaTfilah we're always being mispalel v'Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshav. If the one that was misadded, the nusach of the bracha would not have said ircha, would you have even paid attention? Yerushalayim berachamim toshuv. What's ircha? The focus is on the Yerushalayim shalmaila. Uvenei osa. Don't just build. Build it in Yerushalayim. If the Yerushalayim shalmaila is in place, the neila, everything trickles down. That's so. This is the ikar limud that we really, I believe, we have to take away from for the nechama. The nechama can only come when we recognize the depth, the scope of the loss, and the scope of the loss focuses on Yerushalayim Shalmaila. Okay.